In Australia, Aboriginal leaders are forming a new group to speak for them. Unlike other groups that already represent Aboriginals, the Lingiari Foundation will not accept government support. It'll be autonomous. The foundation is named for the late Aboriginal leader Vincent Lingiari. The former chairman of the Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation, Patrick Dodson, was in the U.S. recently talking with American foundations for advice.
We are one of the world's oldest living continuous culture, and many of those aspects of our culture are at risk: our languages, our spirituality, which is linked to land and to the environment, the rights of Aboriginal people in our country is important that we have an independent view, that is a view that's not reliant upon governments, for our capacity to present our arguments and our particular perspective in contemporary Australia.
What are you going to be saying that's different than what Aboriginal groups say now?
I don't think there'd be a great deal in what we say in terms of the differences. We need, obviously, improvements to the second-class citizen status matter, so we need improvements in health, education, housing, those basic physical matters for survival, which is often not seen as the priority of our government to address. There's no recognition of us in the Constitution and no real accommodation of our rights and interest in our constitution or often in various forms of legislation. The reconciliation process, which we had for 10 years in Australia, was about advocating the resolution to the causes of discord and division in our society. And some of those go right back to the early British usurping of the land of Australia from the Aboriginal people. The participation of Aboriginal people in finding the solutions to those things is crucial. And it's really at the political level that we need to have some systemic and structural change in order to bring about, I suppose, the goodwill that exists in many of the Australian people's minds and hearts towards putting behind us the causes of that division and discord. Unless the Indigenous peoples of the world are able to survive, then all humanity is going to be the poorer for it.
How do you preserve cultural and social attributes of people who very well may choose the comforts of modern housing, of electricity, of clean water, of contemporary medicine, choose that because it's more desirable than the kinds of life that you would live in the bush?
Well, I think a lot of it centers around the values that you have, and the values for us are very much the human being. The human being has to be the primary focus of what it is. So we have a kinship structure where every person who's born is related as a brother or sister or a mother or uncle or a wife or a father-in-law or mother-in-law. So there's an extended family concept that makes it very difficult for you to let your people go and live in old people's homes, for instance. So there's a lot about our societal ways and the values that underpin that can be well adapted to the modern forms of living. One of the real problems we've had is the intrusion of governments that have sought to re-engineer the way we behave and the way we live and whether we could practice our languages. We don't have all the answers as Indigenous peoples, but we do have a particular style and approach that is centred around values that relate to land and people that I believe are paramount for the survival of ourselves as well as other human beings.
When I was in Australia a little more than a year ago, I did see Indigenous communities that seemed to me to be functioning in a healthy way. But I also talked with a teacher, white Australian teacher, who was working in a middle school in an Aboriginal community somewhere in the middle of the country, who told me that the children who came up in that community of a few hundred people were so confounded by the choices that they had and the circumstances of their lives, that virtually all of them took to sniffing gasoline and very self-destructive behavior. And she didn't know what to do about it. She didn't know what to do about it.
Yeah, well, part of it's because of the lack of strength to our identity and the undermining of the value systems of our own society. That, I think, is what the Lingiari Foundation has come into existence for, is primarily to deal with or find answers to and strategies that can address some of those matters rather than leaving those to the Western mindsets that are well-intentioned but often are at a loss. The Indigenous people have survived in Australia for thousands of years. It's within the last 200 years or so with the non-Aboriginal presence that many of these phenomena have taken place. And part of coming to America is to tell people about those things, that it's one thing to speak in glowing terms about our reconciliation process, but if you don't have a people, then we'll have nothing.
Patrick Dodson of the Australian Lingiari Foundation, being established now to represent Australian Aboriginals.